From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history, but Republicans have already criticized the proposal. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan declared that he would not jeopardize the nation's security because of a campaign promise made by the president. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority. The Syrian government says it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked groups. The opposition High Negotiations Committee said late Monday it agrees to the ceasefire as long as its demands for the lifting of seizures, delivery of humanitarian aid, and an end to the bombings of civilians are met. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meetings with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said that all sides have promised to engage in inclusive dialogue. After winning primaries in the Northeast and Southeast, businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory in the Nevada caucuses. The latest polls show Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support, while Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz remain locked in another tight battle for second place. Both of them have about 20% each. This is VOA News. The United Nations has accused Afghan and U.S.-led international forces of executing two patients and a 15-year-old boy in a joint raid on a hospital in central Afghanistan. The operation was conducted on February 18th in the Tangi-Sayadan area of the Dimiradad district of Wardak province, according to a U.N. statement issued in Kabul Tuesday. Direct talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March, and Pakistan has offered to host the negotiations. The announcement followed a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States as part of efforts to promote the Afghan peace process. The United Nations Human Rights Office is condemning violence and alleged human rights abuses that marred last week's presidential elections in Uganda. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN human rights monitors say two people were killed in election-related incidents last week, one as police broke up an opposition rally, the other as police disrupted a post-election protest. They say military and police forces in the capital, Kampala, have carted off several opposition figures, including three presidential candidates, to prison. President Yoweri Museveni, in office since 1986, won a fifth term by a large margin in an election which many observers describe as flawed and full of irregularities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Initial returns from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou in the lead, but the opposition is already rejecting the results. The vote count released Tuesday by the Electoral Commission showed Issoufou winning about 40% of the vote. An independent U.S. research group says China is building a radar system throughout the disputed islands it holds in the South China Sea. Those actions could strengthen its ability to control the region. A report by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies was issued on the eve of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday he plans to travel to Cuba in the next week or two for talks on human rights. Kerry made the statement before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The secretary, who went to Cuba last August to raise the U.S. flag over the American embassy in Havana, told the committee that concerns about human rights in the communist-ruled island still remain. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.